Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all Chamber events coming up, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Susan Hackinson from the Adult Education. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I should say Adult Education Center.
Yes, the Durango Adult Education Center, but we also have a Cortez Adult Education Center.
So how are you doing, first off?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. It's been quite the year and a half, as you can imagine.
Something going on?
Yeah, a few little things. Yeah, kind of like global pandemics and.
Sure.
I know it's been hard on us, as it's been hard on all education around the globe. So
right.
It's been a tricky time to negotiate, but mm-hmm. we're still going strong.
Good.
And we're excited to move forward.
And as you're moving forward, what are some of the things, I'm going to say, just open this up and looking in your crystal ball, what are some of the things you're working on?
Well, you know, for starters, one of the things I'd like to kind of celebrate today is we're going to have our 35th anniversary next
wow.
year.
Wow.
Right, to serving the people of Durango and La Plata County and then now the five county region in Southern Colorado. So we're excited about that. And, we're a nonprofit, uh-huh. educational organization. In the state of Colorado, there's no direct funding to adult education. So we're one of the few states in the nation that treats adult ed that way. So 100% of our budget is competitive funding. So we do a lot of fundraising. And that's a big part of mm-hmm. what we do. And that's we love our community because we've been here for 35 years, right? That's shown a lot of support. So what we do at Durango Adult Education Center is we do a few main programs. We do the GED mm-hmm. or high school equivalency. And that's quite a process. We have people from 17 to 70 come through and get wow. their GED, and it's uh-huh. a pretty exciting thing. We have English as a second language, and we have lots of programs there for people from, people who are just emerging, just mm-hmm. beginning to learn English, all the way through people who want some professional skill development and some professional language and vocabulary. And, a lot of people kind of think that that means that we have a lot of Spanish speakers, and we do. But I think last year we had 18 different languages spoken at
18.
Durango.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and that's not unusual. So,
wow, I wouldn't have guessed that. I mean, I'm thinking, Spanish, maybe German, French, the usual suspects.
Uh-huh.
But 18?
We have people from all over the world, and it's really exciting. You know, we have people from Nepal and Tibet and China and Russia and the Ukraine and just all over the place. Turkey.
Wow.
And it's really exciting. It's a fun atmosphere, and it's really fun to be there. So those are our main programs. Uh-huh. But we also have a citizenship program. So we help people who are here move through that citizenship process.
Mm-hmm.
It's tricky. I think there's a whole lot of Americans who couldn't pass that citizenship
test. Oh, I couldn't.
It's
tough. No way I could.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And then we're a Pearson VUE testing center as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an EMT or a CNA, or I know a lot of engineers come through and they take their professional licensure testing there.
Okay.
So just a lot of different agencies and areas of expertise, real estate agents, mm-hmm. insurance agents, lots of business people come through and go to our testing facility. So that's one of our other main programs.
You have like Excel for beginners?
Well, we actually do have that now.
See?
So one of the things, and I'll talk a little bit about some of our special programs that are uh-huh. going on. We do have basic computer skill classes.
Okay.
And I can offer those up individually. People can come and I can get them set up and they can take some classes. So that's an important thing for our business community to know, that we are a resource for that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing. So we have some basic computer skills as well as, Word, Excel, Outlook, some of the basic
sure.
tools that we use all the time. And we do occasionally teach a more advanced Excel class or, in a more advanced Word class.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are exciting. But we do have, we actually right now have a special program available to us through the Department of Education in Colorado, and they've given it to adult education centers around the state for free to use. It's a really lovely tool for education, and I really encourage people to give me a call and
yeah.
to come and sign up. A couple of the other exciting things we have going on right now, we have access to these Lives Empowered Training Academy programs. And they were brought to us through a grant, a Rise Up grant. Walmart gave the state a fair amount of money to look at these programs. And what these are, for businesses in particular, are classes for people to get certification and education in retail basics. And so there's a retail industry fundamentals class, there's a customer service and sales class, and then there's a more advanced one that's business of retail. And all of them come with certification.
Okay.
So these classes are actually being run by PCC, for Pueblo Community College, and we partner with PCC quite often. But for the general public, there is a $75 charge to sign up for these classes.
Are these classes online or in person?
These particular classes are online.
Oh, okay.
But what we're offering is, if you're a student of ours, if you're a GED student or an ESL student, if you're here studying language, that you can take those classes for free through us.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so what we're encouraging is our ESL students to come and take those classes, and we are doing a companion class alongside of those education classes for retail, and we're doing the vocabulary of those classes very specifically for second language learners. And so we're really encouraging people to come and sign up for those classes. And I know, you know, we could talk about that a little bit. Our retail industry has been struggling trying to hire.
Oh, definitely.
And so these are classes that are being put out. They have certificates so the employers can see what kind of skills these folks are getting. And we're there to really assist with the language basics of the vocabulary around those skills.
And if somebody's interested in learning more, I forgot to ask you earlier, what is your website where people can find out more information?
We are DurangoAdultEd.org. And my daughter likes to read it Durango Adulted. She says, you don't get to adult Durango. And it just makes me laugh. But it's DurangoAdultEd.org.
Okay.
And you can see the different programs that we have available. So right now, we're getting ready for registration. We do our classes in 8-week intensives. We found that to be really valuable. We've been doing that for a few years now, and it's been successful for our students.
Okay.
So we're getting ready for our second 8 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
So our first 8 weeks, it's amazing that we're starting to wrap that up.
Yeah.
So starting October 18th, between October 18th and 28th, we're doing registration. So we would encourage people to call us or to check out our website, give us an email, jump in and say, how do I do this? They can come into the center and they can go through a registration. They just watch a little video. They can watch it online as well. Go through the process with us and talk about what class is most most appropriate for them right now. And then classes are going to start November 1st.
So right now is the time to get signed up.
Right now is the time. Now, these particular classes, these language classes around our retail industry classes, they're going to start a little bit later in November. So we're going to get people a chance to come in, sign up, get started, and then those classes will start about the second week of November.
And with online, I'm curious, you know, how many hours a day do you recommend? Is it like an hour a day for the time period, 8 weeks, or is it a couple hours? I mean, I'm just curious how long you're, quote, in class.
Well, for our regular classes, they're actually in person now.
Okay.
During the height of the pandemic, we were virtual. And like so many others, we leapt into action. We were off for spring break, like so many were, right when we went to lockdown during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And our teachers really leapt into action, and they took us into virtual. And we did that right up into this fall. So now our regular classes are in person. And classes are, we have a morning class, 9 to noon, and an afternoon class, basically, that's noon to 3. Oh. And then we have evening classes, 5 to 8. And so we try to really work around anybody's schedule. And really try to make it as convenient as we can. And then for these online classes, they're 10 lesson programs. They can be taken at somebody's convenience. And so I would really encourage people to take a look at these. Lives Empowered Training Academy, they can look at information online. And then, like I said, if you're one of our students, you can do those classes for free, but you can sign up through PCC if you're not one of our students, but you're interested in getting some certification through the state. There is actually another one that's a remote work certification that is being offered through, it's CSU Global. And those are also certificate programs. Mm-hmm. And so those are things I'd like to encourage our community to look at too. I think, you know, there are an awful lot of us who have worked professionally for years mm-hmm. and worked in computers and worked with different systems and programs who could make that leap into yeah. remote work. Perhaps we had internet at home. We already had a computer. But there's a fair number of people that just didn't have that accessible to them.
Right.
And so these certificates, we've been asking, so what skills do you, sure. you know, do you want us to teach to be able to have our regional employees who are seeking work, what skills do they need to do this remote work? So there is this class. We can help people move towards that certification as well. But those classes are through CSU Global, mm-hmm. and they're offered to our students for free as well. So you're one of our students, you can take theirs. So there's two different sequences of classes. They both come with a certificate.
Okay.
And one is called Remote for Workers. So if you want to be a staff member and you mm-hmm. want to work remotely, the other is remote work for supervisors. So those of us who are spending time trying to supervise and work with the staff that are at a distance, there's another certificate program there.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me with the breadth of what you offer at the Adult Education Center, you know, Durango Adult Education Center. Get all those words in there because, right. you know, and that... You know, the old saying, my dad was in education. He used to always say, an education is something nobody can take away from you. So they're just wanting to sharpen your skills, learn a second language. I mean, all the things you offer is amazing. Now, your website is?
DurangoAdultEd.org.
And there's a whole listing, I'm sure, of all the upcoming programs that you offer, as well as this, plus so much more.
There is. There's quite a bit of information on our website. The other thing, if you've not visited our website, what I would encourage you to do is jump on there and take a look. One of the things that I really love is to hear from students. Mm-hmm. And I love to hear how attending Durango Adult Ed has made a difference in their lives. We have a wonderful writer who is on staff, Jenny Mason, and she does these incredible stories for us and blog posts. I would really love for people to jump on and just get a sense of who our students are.
Right.
We have an event in the fall. We've just had to cancel because of COVID, but we're going to do an evening event. If you're interested, give us a call, but check our uh-huh. website. We're going to do a Luminario event on November 2nd in the evening, just after work. But call us. You have to get invited, so
right.
you have to be on the invite list. But call us and talk to us. There we'll be able to hear live from students,
mm-hmm.
and it's so exciting for me. I often get to hear the student stories,
yeah.
and I get to hear what a difference it's made in their world, be there ESL students or GED students, and sometimes both. Sometimes we have students who go through our ESL program and then jump in the GED program.
Sure.
And it's incredible to hear.
It's life-changing.
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
And I have a student who I just spoke to yesterday for a few minutes. He was forced to leave school in his home country in about the fifth grade because he had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a guy, he came to us. He's just a lovely young man. He came and went through our ESL program. He went through our GED program. And it's just really exciting. We've had people do that who I know went on to the police academy in
right.
Mancos and are now serving in Montezuma uh-huh. County and in La Plata County for the
yeah.
sheriff's departments. It's exciting. So
now, I'm curious. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. How many years you've been with the Adult Ed?
I've only been there about 2.5 years.
Okay, but you're celebrating 35 years total.
Right, we're celebrating 35 uh-huh. years total. And we've had a few executive directors at Durango Adult Ed. Luckily, really, not a whole lot. It's been
yeah.
a pretty consistent spot. We have some staff members who've been there for, you know, 15, 16 mm-hmm. years. We did have a turnover this year. I think in education, it's pretty common at the moment for having turnover. But we had people retire and people move away to be with family and
sure.
many different things. So we're still actually trying to hire some staff in Cortez.
Okay.
But it's a pretty exciting
yeah.
place, and it's, we love inviting people to come and apply for our jobs as well.
Sure. Now, we only have about 30 seconds left.
Oh.
So, yeah, time flies when we're having fun. So plug the website one more time.
Okay. We are DurangoAdultEd.org.
DurangoAdultEd.org. And again, all the offerings are listed there on the website. Mm-hmm. Be sure and check it out. Be sure and come and celebrate and all the success of 35 years.
Yeah, look forward to a lot of events next year. Yeah. We have a book club going for local authors. We have a fair number of events happening throughout the year. And we really look forward to visiting with you.
Well, I'm going to go check out the website because I need to do some adulting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Durango Adulted. There
yes.
we go. All
DurangoAdultEd.org. Right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.